I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to the Forgotten Hollywood Radio Program. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my close friend Gary Lyken with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're going to scratch the surface of choreography in Hollywood. There is little doubt this could be the first in a series of shows dedicated to the concept of dance in the studio era. That said, it's going to be pretty tricky presenting a visual, conceptual narrative on radio. My plan is to present the first 25 years of talkies to show how movie moguls incorporated ballroom, tap, and improvised steps presented by some of the most influential hoofers in cinematic history. The first individual who dramatically applied rhythmic movement on screen was Busby Berkeley. His elaborate production numbers often involved a complex geometric patterns and over-the-top camera angles. I mean literally, over the top of the set. His earliest movie jobs were on Samuel Goldwyn's Eddie Cantor musicals, where he began developing such techniques as a parade of faces. He cemented the genre of dance in film with his work in 42nd Street, Gold Diggers of 1933, Footlight Parade, and Roman Scandals. We have some audio examples of his fine work for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Out in Hollywood, the sensation of the moment is the picture called 42nd Street, into which Warner Brothers have put stars, girls, beauty, and talent in lavish quantities. 42nd Street is a story within a story, a show within a show, a backstage drama of kicking heels, smiling faces, and heavy hearts. It reveals the drama behind the production of a big Broadway musical, from the rehearsals to the grand finale. To bring this tremendous production to the screen, they've used 10 famous stars, including Veeb Daniels, Warner Baxter, Ruby Keeler, George Brent, Dick Powell, Ginger Rogers, Una Merkel, Guy Kibbe, George E. Stone, Alan Jenkins, Lyle Talbot. 200 beautiful girls were picked from more than 5,000 applicants for work in these amazing chorus ensembles. Luxurious settings, spectacular dance routines set to the rhythm of inspiring music in scenes never before attempted on stage or screen. These flashes give you but a brief glimpse into the production of 42nd Street. But to appreciate the bigness of the picture, the tenderness of the story, the dramatic scenes enacted by its many stars, the power and gripping suspense of the entire production, you must see it for yourself. It is one of the most dramatic stories ever screened. Glorious, thrilling, and unforgettable.
Come and be those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street and the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street.
Let the ladies from the city feel the silk and sweet. Pretty ladies from the 80s who are in this street.
The pickpocket rain goes on for years. It's the rhapsody of London and years. Naughty, 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 sorry.
Good news to shout in your ears. The long lost dollar has come back to the fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. Oh, we're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the sky is sunny. Old man depression, you are through. bandit, bandit, bandit rolling around.
Boy, we're in the money. I said we're in the money. We got a lot of fun. It takes to get along. And so we're in the money. Look up, the skies are sunny. Old man, impression you want to do, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline, a red line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money.
We're in the money, oh, come on, honey. Let's let it, send it, send it rolling around.
Manny Pacheco here with you, and today we're exploring the concept of dance in motion pictures on Forgotten Hollywood. The last example featured an early interpretation by Ginger Rogers of a classic Busby Berkeley routine. Of course, you can't mention the fine actress without considering her famous partner in no less than 10 motion pictures, Mr. Fred Astaire. The team was formed in 1934 by producer Marion C. Cooper, who had success in the production of King Kong just a year prior. Later in the show, we'll showcase the versatility of Astaire's routines with other various partners over the years, but one cannot deny the glee displayed by Robert Osborne at Turner Classic Movies when he's about to introduce Top Hat, Flying Down to Rio, The Gay Divorcee, or any of the other fabulous movies this duo appeared in. They set the gold standard in the genre. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Thank you.
The one dancer who may have equaled the talent of Fred Astaire was Eleanor Powell. By today's standards, she is almost forgotten. But not on this program. She specialized in tap, and she worked with the top stars at MGM, including James Stewart, Robert Taylor, George Murphy, Nelson Eddy, and Robert Young. Her decade of excellence was curtailed by a gallstone operation. How galling! By 1943, Powell's popularity was in decline. One of her finest performances was with, who else? Fred Astaire. Here's Begin the Begin from the Broadway Melody of 1940 on Forgotten Hollywood. Hollywood examines early dance during the studio era. African Americans were rarely given the chance to shine as stars in cinema. One otherwise positive, glowing example was put on celluloid because of a rare friendship between the biggest icon of the 1930s, Shirley Temple, and her compatriot, Bill Robinson. Together, they did their part to tear down racial barriers when they simply danced side by side. Black siblings were influenced by the work of Bojangles, and they emerged to set high standards in the area of choreography. Let me present the improvised genius of Bill Robinson and the music stylings of Fats Waller as interpreted by Cab Calloway and the Nicholas Brothers on Forgotten Hollywood. As with most films of the day, each example are singular segments of the plot, since producers were not given the chance to turn African Americans into top-billed actors. A real shame, in my estimation.
Go upstairs.
Now you just watch. I went to the market for to get some beef. And beef so tough, and I couldn't get none. I paid $5 for a great big hog, and the hog so fat, and I couldn't get back.
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and we're sharing timeless audio gems of a very visual medium on Forgotten Hollywood. Moguls determined that dance numbers were an important way of reaching the children in all of us. Delightful examples can be found in The Wizard of Oz, naturally. However, Gene Kelly also obliged by incorporating a mouse of the animated Tom and Jerry fame in Anchors Away, and they provided visually stunning magic for theatergoers of all ages. Let's listen in, close your eyes, and imagine the fun on Forgotten Hollywood.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could
while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nubbin, my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
You see?
It's easy.
Next segment on Forgotten Hollywood will feature Ann Miller, Donald O'Connor, Sid Charisse, Danny Kaye, and the marvelous Gene Kelly. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you've discovered Forgotten Hollywood. Here's a rare Donald O'Connor gem.
Don't tell me you're a hoofer.
Am I?
Don't tell me you can tap dance.
Oh, certainly. Dancing is merely a question of applied mathematics.
Now, look, Nappy, you can tell me how long I'm going to live, and you can figure out those slot machines, but don't try to tell me that arithmetic and dancing are the same thing.
Why, of course. For example, take 3. Times 2 equals 6. And 6 times 2 equals 12. And the square root of that raised to the 4th power equals...
But get a load of this arithmetic. Maestro, make it soft so you can hear my legs break.
Fractions?
Fracture.
That's excellent. Well, watch this.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Crazy, man!
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
Yeah.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But sister, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
According to the latest report, every average girl you know much prefers her lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Atom, for his matum, is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Cool. Well, do it. Real thirsty.
Make me know it.
Thank you.
legacy of female tap created by Eleanor Powell was inherited by the energetic Ann Miller. Her vivacious personality was on full display in Kiss Me, Kate, as you just heard. Thanks for tuning in to Forgotten Hollywood. If Miller captured the mantle from Powell, Sid Charisse became the go-to girl who replaced the iconic Ginger Rogers once the female hoofer decided to take non-dancing roles. Charisse became a popular partner to Astaire and Kelly, which is truly nice work if you can get it. Forgotten Hollywood provides an audio montage.
Lovely Sid Charisse, how she dances. This from Singin' in the Rain.
Thank you.
thanks for your continued support of Forgotten Hollywood. Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire continue dancing in films produced after the demise of the studio era. A memorable performance by the former was provided in Xanadu in 1980. But the initial point I made at the beginning of the program, after 25 years of outstanding choreography, the genre was on firm ground in the early 1950s. It can be found in An American in Paris, Singing in the Rain, and even White Christmas with Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen. The golden age of Broadway continued the acceptable tradition of visual movement as a generous distraction when highlighted in motion picture musical productions. Forgotten Hollywood provides one more cherished memory.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing. When you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing. When you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet.
If by chance their cheeks should meet
while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance. Proving that the best things happen while you dance.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. I love to know more about early cinema. Years ago, I had the opportunity to visit Pickfair, the historic home of Mary Pickford and Doug Fairbanks. Shortly after Mary's death, an invitation to meet Charles Buddy Rogers at Pickfair came in, and I jumped at the chance. He was Mary's last husband, and he still lived on the property in Beverly Hills. Mary Pickford is known today as the first film actress to achieve international superstardom. Funny, feisty, and small in size, she was also the first actor to have complete artistic control of her cinematic work. And because she chose to work with the best directors, writers, editors, and craftsmen, she created incredible cinema. You should check out her work. Rags and Riches, the Mary Pickford Collection, is available on DVD and Blu-ray. The selected titles, newly remastered with full orchestral scores, reminds us of the star's commitment to excellence and her brilliant range of acting. It includes The Poor Little Rich Girl, Ramona, Sparrows from a restored tinted 35mm from the Library of Congress, and A Hoodlum with help by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Film Archives 35mm
restoration. This collection is designed to introduce viewers of any age to the pleasures of silent films. I highly recommend it. If you live in Southern California, make it a point someday to go to the Alex Theater in Glendale. Designed in 1925, it is both a vaudeville and motion picture house with Greek and Egyptian motifs. Recognizing its historic value as a cinematic palace, the Alex Film Society was created to present classic features, cartoons, newsreels, and short subjects, together with guest appearances by notable personalities. Their mission is to entertain and educate the audience while demonstrating to film owners the market for classic movies. The short-term goal of the society is to offer the best possible prints so patrons can truly enjoy the experience. Plus, they continue to promote the importance of film preservation. There is also a huge Wurlitzer pipe organ with music to enhance that experience. For more information or to arrange a backstage tour, go to alextheater.org. And that's theater with a R-E on the end. Okay, Manny and Steve, does this make you both want to leap tall buildings? Back to you.
Thank you for choreographing a great backlot, Gary Lycan. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, why do your pals call you Twinkle Toes? Sounds like you bowl like Fred Flintstone. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.